Hi everybody, and welcome to the Next Steps video for March 2023.
Yeah, it's great. Imagine how fast the year has gone.
I know.
Since March.
It's incredible. And it's really great to be with you again. Yep. We're coming to you after the second book study, and I'm sure this is a case for your guys' group. We've just been talking about it, just how much we've dropped down into a much deeper place than we really have previously been. There's something really moving and shifting in the spirit, and we've definitely seen it in our two groups. I'm sure it's the same for you and your group as well.
Yeah.
The Holy Spirit is really doing something in us individually, but in us as a group, but then in us as a broader community. And it's really humbling to actually really be part of that with you. So thank you for bringing it. Thanks to everybody who's been bringing it to the book study groups,
yeah, absolutely,
to the WhatsApp chat groups. We're really touching on something, and I really pray that we can stay in this place and go deeper.
Absolutely. Yeah. And if you haven't started the book, we're reading Orphans No More by Dudley Hall. And it's just a remarkable book. And one of the things we wanted to talk about today was really where Dudley starts off.
Mm.
Everything starts from our right relationship with the Father.
Yeah.
And I think he does such a remarkable job of what it is to be a son,
yeah,
and how even as sons we can still think like orphans. Mm. And so I think he does a remarkable job of really cementing everything around that right relationship. And then when we were discussing you from a right relationship, you also need a right theology.
Mm.
I'm going to talk about that a little bit more.
Mm.
And then once you've got the right relationship and the right theology, then we need to practice.
Yes.
Then we need to be disciples and be disciplined learners and actually practice that.
Yeah.
And so that's part of what we want to cover today.
Yeah, very definitely.
So maybe you kick that off about the relationship part.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I guess in our groups, we really couldn't shift out of chapter 4. I know we had 5, 6 and 7 to get through, but we really stayed largely in chapter 4 and around the flesh and around what that looked like. The capacity for believers to have this regenerate heart and a renewed heart, but also to have the capacity for that flesh. And I guess when we come to think about the right relationship, in terms of that, in terms of chapter 4, what we really must do as sons and daughters of the living God is pursue our relationship with Father, pursue our relationship with Jesus, and pursue our relationship with the Holy Spirit above everything. And that is the most important thing that we can do.
Yeah.
And for many of us, that war between our flesh and our new creation in Christ Jesus really does put up some barriers and prevents us from really walking that out. And I think what we need to touch on is that we need to get a greater consciousness of where that gap is in our life. Where are the gaps that sit between us building and prevent us from building that relationship with the Father, with the Son, and with the Holy Spirit?
And we did talk a bit about how people really do get to the right place.
Mm.
Some talked about music,
yeah,
worship music. There was something about worship music that really helped them get out of their head and into relationship.
Mm.
Other was it was walking,
mm,
going to the ocean, going to mountains. So I think every one of us is different.
Yeah.
And part of what Natalie's saying, that practice, we need to learn how we can get our self in the right place.
Yeah.
Like any relationship, you have to be purposeful. Mm. If you're married or if you've got a family, you know that, yes, you can spend lots of time together, but then there's times where you purposely planned to be together. And I think that's part of what we need to do. We need to be very intentional about building that relationship.
Mm.
And it's different for everyone, but certainly it's got to be grounded in the Word. It's got to be grounded in what God says about you, not what we feel. I love that part about the book where he says it's not really about what we think and feel.
Mm.
It's really about what the Bible says.
Yeah, I think you're so right, Dave, that purposeful relationship, the right relationship with Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, it needs to be those event moments, you know, those worship moments, those walks, those you know, intentional times, and it needs to be the everyday. I'm cleaning the house. I'm taking the garbage out. I'm
saying, you know, good morning, Lord.
Saying good morning, Lord, instead of good Lord, it's morning. You know, all those little things. It's both.
It's we need all of to it.
Have the consciousness as best we can, 24/7, that we are in an intimate, abiding relationship
with somebody that deeply loves us, yeah, and delights in us.
Yes.
And without that as the starting point, the next two points become legalistic.
Yeah.
So this next part is we need the right theology.
Mm.
So we've got a great relationship with the Father, mm, and we've worked on that. But now we have to retrain our mind. We need to be transformed by the renewing of our mind.
Yeah.
The way we think is probably not aligned to the way God would have us think,
mm,
because we've come out of the flesh.
Mm.
We had quite a lot of discussion even around, well, is there a flesh? Is there a created nature? Why is there two? There's a lot of theology bits that are fundamental. What do we believe about how God created us? Mm. Where are we in his history?
Mm.
What's our purpose? These are fundamental things that, mm, will shape the way we live. Mm. So that will require us to do the work.
Mm.
We need to be students and study. Bruce wrote just a remarkable article in this, yeah, month's bulletin around sin and the cost,
mm,
and how the cost of God's relationship, yes, it's out of love, but there was a lot of cost, and, mm, how well do we understand that?
Mm.
And we're all fortunate. We've got people like Dennis. We've got people like Bruce. We've got books that can really help us get a correct theology.
Mm. So but we've got to do the work still, right?
We've got to do the work.
Like we've got these absolute golden opportunities to glean from our spiritual, yeah, fathers and grandfathers, but we've got to do the work. I'm gonna put it out there and be ugly. How much time are we spending devoting ourselves to training in God's word versus watching television?
When we have
versus watching a movie versus doing something like that.
When we have a problem, do we go to the Bible, yeah, to find an answer?
Yeah.
Are we practicing ourselves? Where does it say that in the Bible?
Mm.
It's one of our favourite sayings. Mm. Is, okay, great idea. Where's that in the Bible? Yeah. Because if it's not in the Bible,
mm,
it may be a godly principle,
mm,
that sounds good, but it's not going to work all the way.
Mm.
And so we've really got to work hard. And I know many of you do, and it's an encouragement. But I think what we've got to do,
mm,
to walk out of our orphanity,
mm,
first, foremost,
right relationship.
Second, theology, and theology matters.
It does.
What is it about God that we know? What is it about the way he wants us to live?
Mm.
What is it about the way he's created us? We must get clear on that.
Mm.
And we never stop that journey.
Mm.
And then once we've done those two, then we actually have to walk it out. We, mm, actually have to incarnate that truth. That's a great saying that Bruce has been bringing, yeah, to us all. We need to incarnate. We need to bring it into life.
Yes.
So we can have a relationship. We can have a right theology. Then we need to practice and, mm, train. And that's a daily process.
Minute by minute.
You know, we know as sons we shouldn't be anxious about money. We know what the Bible says about money, and we know if we seek him first and his righteousness, all the things we need will be added unto us. We know that, Matthew 6:33.
Mm.
But tomorrow we could be anxious.
Mm.
And it's not a problem being anxious. It's how do we resolve that? Mm. How do we get ourselves into our right mind?
Mm.
What scriptures are we quoting to ourselves? What's our practice when we get into those habits, whether it's anxiety, whether it's anger, whether it's frustration, whether it's a fear, what are we doing to actually crucify our flesh, mm, to mortify our flesh, to incarnate that truth,
mm,
of what the Bible says? Because,
mm,
as humans, we won't feel like it sometimes.
Yeah, well,
most of the time.
Most of the time.
We say count all suffering as joy. Well, that's pretty tough. But we have to practice it. We actually have to practice these truths,
mm-hmm,
until they become a reflex.
Mm. You know, a great Dennisism is practice makes permanent. and we've got to practice the right things. If our fallback, if our default is what we continue to practice, then that's what will become permanent in our life. We've actually got to truly arrest and put those permanent fleshly behaviors to death and pick up the truths that Father has for us in his word and walk them out on a daily basis. And it does require something of us. I think we've been having some great conversations in our family in this last month, and you know, the thing we've been talking about is what cost are you currently paying to walk out your right relationship, your right theology, and your practice disciplines? What is it costing you? Because it should be costing you something. And if your life is based around comfort, it's probably not, you're probably not paying the right cost. And that's the war between the flesh and the spirit in itself, isn't it? Our flesh wants to be comfortable. Our new spirit wants to do whatever it takes to get us into that place of a renewed mind and transformation. And so even that war between comfort and cost and sacrifice should be a war that as disciples, as sons and daughters of the living God, we're experiencing daily. And I just want to really encourage you to really put yourself in a place of being open to that and just know that there is life on the other side of doing that.
And this is a multi-year journey, so don't beat yourself up, but be encouraged.
It's a life journey.
It's be encouraged. Yeah. And one of the jobs we as SRT, all of us on this call, not just Natalie and I, but all of us listening to this, is to encourage one another.
Mm.
Just encourage it.
Mm.
Because God said it,
yeah,
and that's enough.
And that's enough.
Now
that's
we need right. to walk it out.
Yeah.
So, look, hopefully that's encouraging. It's a wonderful study. We can't wait to see many of you in June in our
Restorers Reuniting
in Brisbane. But, look, just stay the journey. Let this book, let this Holy Spirit moment really work its work in you.
Mm.
Because I think we, as Natalie said, I think we're really touching something that will shift us all to a different place.
Yeah.
And that's what we want.
Mm.
We don't want to be the same. We want to be...
Yeah, our heart's desire is not to be the same.
The Bible says we will be made perfect, which is a continuous process.
Mm.
So that's the journey we're in, and it's just wonderful, isn't it?
It is. It is wonderful. And we love you. And we are really in this with you because what we've said today is what we are deeply desiring to live out every day in our own life. So we're in this with you. We love you. God bless you. God keep you. And we'll see you soon.
Okay. See you soon. Bye.